You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, you want to start the running back room or wide receivers?
You know, running back room seems like the most low-hanging fruit. You just got to set up something first. Are you assuming that Trey Benson returns or not? Because that is how this conversation begins.
Well, I'm going to assume that Trey Benson is returning.
Okay.
Now, am I doing that because I would like him to return? The answer is yes, I am doing that because I would like him to return. But I also truly believe he is going to return. Do you also believe Trey Benson will return?
Yeah, the comments he made when he was asked about, you know, he said, I'm still a young man, a young player. That tells me that his head's in the right place and that he knows that his stock can go from a nice running back to one of the finalists for big time awards next year.
Correct.
ACC Player of the Year, Running Back Awards, or dare I say it, if he's dominant out the gate next year and he's on pace for 1,500 yards. Florida State's high profile enough that you could be in the talks for the big award, the big one in New York.
Yeah, I think that's the high end, but I certainly think he'll be all conference and maybe an all American. And I think he can elevate his stock into the first couple of rounds. So we're going to assume Trey Benson comes back. He is what, a red shirt sophomore, if I recall correctly. So you have that. Here's a guy that I wonder about, and I would speculate about Trayshawn Ward. Would you be surprised if Trayshawn Ward left?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
Especially if we're going to enter the exercise and say that Benson is returning. I think that that decision from Trey Benson has a direct effect on what Trayshawn Ward is going to do.
Yeah, and I like Trayshawn Ward a ton. We've got nothing but great things to say about that young man who's worked so hard to put himself in the position to where he's earned so much. But if he were to go somewhere and be the guy, I would completely understand that. I also wouldn't be surprised if he came back. He's been such a good team player and hard worker and all those things. I wouldn't be surprised either. We don't know. Tom and I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if Trayshawn Ward were to leave.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I just don't know where the place is for him, considering you've got guys coming up through the ranks. It's a squeeze. You've got a squeeze at this position. And it's so strange because I couldn't envision having this conversation about Trayshawn Ward on, say, October 1st or even October 15th. It wasn't until the back half of the season and post Ward's injury that Benson took the mantle. He had one good half on the road against Louisville, and that was it. Otherwise, Trayshawn Ward was your best running back.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt, and then Benson turns into this other thing, and now here we are.
So you got to remember, too, as we do this, Tom, that you have the Penn State transfer as well.
This is the most confusing part. It's the wrench in this whole machine. It's hard to figure because Keziah Holmes is here and he's got several years of eligibility and he sat out this year, 2022. So he's going to be available. When you go down the line of this position group, it's really tough to figure.
I would tell you that I would guess that Lawrence Toafili will be back for certain. If we're going to speculate on this, I would tell you that I think Toafili will be back because I think he plays a large role in the mixing and matching of pace and size.
And this offense is perfect for him.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
They throw to him a lot too.
They isolate his position against linebackers and safeties. You're going to win that. He can, in a pinch, line up at slot receiver. So if you want to confuse a defense or a coordinator with what you have personnel wise out there, you can line him up at slot and you're not giving up on a play.
Right.
It's not like lining up a quarterback and receiver. And, you know, he is very useful to this offense and he loves Norvell. So I would think he'd stay.
Yeah, I think he stays without question. Now, do you want to, I don't know that we're going in any particular order here. Do you want to go now to your guy?
Not yet.
Okay, you want to go CJ Campbell?
It's a very emotional conversation. I got to gear up for it.
So you want to do CJ Campbell?
CJ Campbell, who still, he'll be a redshirt sophomore next year.
I know, and that's hard to imagine too. And he's a nice player.
He is. Yeah. I think much like the Trey Benson, Trayshawn Ward decision, they're tied to each other. I think Rodney Hill and CJ Campbell are tied to one another here.
One stays, one goes.
I think if Rodney stays, if you're CJ, I mean, they went out and recruited over you.
Well, but it's their job to always recruit over you.
Oh, I'm not arguing against what Florida State's doing. Yeah. I'm just saying from his perspective, it's nice that he came back to full health in such a quick period of time, was able to score touchdowns.
And they utilized
him.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Had a couple of good plays today that I saw.
Well, it's a nothing practice, but okay.
But he's engaged.
He may be really engaged in a bowl game.
Yeah.
So that is fascinating to think about. I think CJ stays. I'm worried about your guy, Rodney.
Yeah, me too.
I think Rodney may be taking it on down the road.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I like him. He's a fun little player. I won't lose sleep.
Hmm. Fun little player. This dude is explosive in the short
area. Come on, man. You haven't seen Keziah Holmes?
No, I haven't, but I have seen Rodney Hill.
But you've also seen Lawrence Toafili. You can do all the things Rodney Hill does.
No, he cannot.
Oh, my goodness.
Dudes will not bounce off of Lawrence Toafili. They weigh off of Rodney Hill.
There's not a ton of people bouncing off 185-pound Rodney Hill.
He's got the density to him. He's going to grow into something.
5'7", or whatever the hell he is.
No, he's closer to 6 foot.
Sir, he is not. If we lose Rodney Hill, it's not the end of the day. It's going to be okay. I don't want to lose Rodney Hill, and I know he's near and dear to your heart. It's an exercise we're playing here.
Mm-hmm.
I think C.J. Campbell and Lawrence Toafili and Trey Benson and to some degree Keziah Holmes are going to make up the core of that running back room next year.
This is like when the fellas get together after a pickup game and argue over who's better. You know, everybody's having fun with each other, and sometimes you go together as a group and you play a pickup game against strangers.
Right.
And
all
for one.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it's time to rank who gets to be picked where and who gets the court time when you play together as a group of seven or eight rather than breaking up 4-on-4, then it gets testy. Because while I love me some Lawrence Toafili, and I argue.
But you certainly
Lawrence
like him more than I do. Sure.
I do.
Yeah.
Rodney Hill is a better Lawrence Toafili.
Oh, that's not true. That's just not true. We have not enough evidence to suggest that's true at all.
Well, of course we don't. He's a true freshman.
Toafili has done it in games, and even I'm critical of Toafili, so you know where I'm going to go on Rodney Hill. I like Rodney Hill, but this is a very crowded room. Maybe he stays because he's so young. He's got time. He seems to like it here. They did give him time, so maybe they all stay.
They're protecting his shirt this year. That was the issue. Otherwise, he would have gotten a little bit more.
What happens if Cedric Baxter commits? Now we've got a real problem on our hands.
Well,
everybody.
Then
now we're gonna have to let some kids go. We're gonna have to actually encourage the Rodney Hills of the world to take it on down the road. Is what we're gonna have to do.
You would throw a different kind of party because that means that we have so much discretionary income that we would go poach a 5-star at a position we don't need to spend money on. That would be the talking point. There is wow. We've got the kind of money that we can go for luxury items rather than core things that we need to shop for here.
It's a good problem to have. As always, we should say these spirited conversations, Tom. See what I did there?
Goodness.
Brought to you by our friends at ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Portal prognostications that we'll be doing on a regular basis. Brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. And as always, go to your local ABC and celebrate the goodness that is all around you.
They'll save you the holiday blues of, oh, shoot. And I've censored myself.
Mm.
What am I going to get for this stupid party I don't want to go to? Oh, there you go. All set.
Something to deaden the pain.
They've got this for you and the other party because they don't like you. You don't like them.
Well,
and everybody knows it. Everybody's just being kind because it's the holidays.
Or it's a great holiday party with people that you love dearly. And I'm going to grab something great from ABC and celebrate us returning to the creature comforts of our hometown.
But you'd already be going to ABC for that reason. I'm saying there's a time in the holiday season when you're stuck. You're like, what do I do? Just go there. They've got gift baskets. It makes it look like you actually took some time to do something instead of go in there and walk to the register. So, yeah, wine bottles with chocolates, for example. Perfect. Leave it on your boss's desk and say, Merry freaking Christmas. I'm taking the rest of the month.
I'm going to get a wine bottle with a box of chocolates, too. I like it.
Just for you.
Just for me. I'm going to celebrate me. I think there's a couple position groups that when we do this exercise, you're like, well, this is a good problem to have. I think we're going to have the same conversation. Shockingly, we're going to have the same conversation when we do it with wide receivers.
Yeah.
because
that is shocking. Year over year.
Because Poirier is already worlds better than he was. We know Malik McClain has it in him. Obviously,
Malik in the last month of the season made one, at minimum, one standout play a game.
That's correct. And so you're starting to see, like, I don't want to lose those two guys. I would have said take it on down the road before the season, but now I'm like, oh, no. I like where they're headed because they're big receivers, too, and they block. And
that's a big part of what we do.
Right. And then you've got Johnny, you got Micah, obviously, but you're bringing Winston right back. I have to admit that the receiver one's going to be a fun discussion now that I'm thinking about it out loud. There are a lot of guys there, and we're bringing in a superstar wide receiver who could play right away. Now, it's always hard to project.
A couple of good receivers, but Hakeem.
But one is a physical freak. So that is.
That's a loaded room, too. It is.
That's a really loaded room. I'm not saying
get rid of Lawrence in exchange for
I think
Rodney.
You are. Sounds like you are.
No, you can keep both because they're years apart. They are years apart in eligibility here. Years. And the coaching staff is telling you, sir, very loudly and clearly that they believe that Rodney Hill is a better version of Lawrence Toofili because they did preserve his shirt. They want to maximize the time that they have with him.
Well, also, they had three guys to start over them that were better options. I mean,
they could have played him more. They could have played him on special teams. They could have had him a kick return. They could have had him somewhere else.
Listen, we're not going to do the thing where if I say a guy should move on, it means I think he's useless. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you got a full room of guys. Some are of similar talents. Somebody's got to take it on down the road. I'm not losing as much sleep over Rodney Hill as you are.
That's
the only difference in our debate here.
That I took a little bit of offense to the idea that Rodney Hill is not a better version of Lawrence Toofili. That one hurt. That one hurt a little bit.
Well, I think they are different. I do think they're different players. Toofili's almost a wide receiver.
He is.
So I grant you that. They are different players. And if we're just talking about pure running back, okay, I'll side with you on Rodney Hill. Just pure running back. But I like guys with versatility. So,
I got a text from Ira, and this is the time of year where I'm thinking, uh-oh, somebody under the portal?
Somebody. Yeah, we're while okay. We're in the middle
of
the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, was he siding in on a debate here? He
might have been.
He's weighing in?
He might have been.
Well, I'm not going to die on the hill of Lawrence Toofili.
That'd be hill number 9?
Because the guys got mad at me earlier than a year where I was like, eh.
I will fight to take Hill 29. We're going to take Hill 29.
Over
me and my
hill
brigade.
Hill 9, you guys go take that hill.
That's where we're going to take that hill.
You going to take it over Hill 22, Hill 26?
What a great nickname, serendipitously, Hill 29.
I know.
Rodney Hill 29. All right.
You going to take him over Hill 26, Hill 22, Hill 8?
I don't know.
Certainly you're not going to take him over Hill 3.
Well,
Hill 3 is the most important hill in this grouping.
The Holmes idea, the Holmes acquisition to me is just strange. It's strange. You didn't have to do it. So he better be good.
He's from Titusville. He wanted to come on home.
I know, but I'm saying he didn't, again, a luxury position. This offense is going to make an above average running back look
great. It's not like Penn State doesn't have good running backs, though. This is a little bit like the Gibbons situation where you get a running back coming from Penn State. You're like, well,
now
okay.
If you're threatening me and my little nest over here that includes Rodney Hill,
yeah.
You better be good. You better be damn good.
Well, he's a lot bigger than Rodney Hill, so they may be very different guys. I'm not talking about height. I'm talking about weight, thickness.
Yeah, 210. Well, no, Rodney will grow into about 205, 210 at minimum.
As soon as I give you the discrepancy, you're like, well, now, wait a minute. He's going to hit the weight room. Have you been talking to Rodney about the things he's got to do?
Rodney is not slight.
No, he's already – I'm saying he's not going to get much bigger, Tom. He's already dense. Rodney
Hill. Don't think he's going to get much bigger. Okay.
He's already jacked.
You can get that man density to go along with it.
3 years from now, after we've watched Baxter run for 1,500 yards.
I am hoping that the coaching staff has half a thorough conversation about this room as we do.
It's a good conversation. It's a much better conversation than we could have had in years past. You know what's a fun conversation? You and I doing this with the tight end room. Because in the tight end, let me tell you why. Because in the tight end room, I'm going to go like this. He can leave, 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 he'll stay, he needs to stay. That's the end of it. Did you hear all those he can leaves? That's depressing. First of all, it's depressing how many tight ends we have. of that group, the vast majority of them can't play. So you've got a he needs to stay and a he can, yeah, okay, we'll see what you become. I may even flip one of them to another side of the ball. I got a guy that I want to flip to linebacker.
You know what? This is not a standalone idea. You want to just do tight end stuff right now?
It's going to hurt people's feelings.
It already has.
I don't.
That whole tight end room is listening to the show live as we speak.
Listen, they know they
suck. Their heads went down.
They know.
They went, oh.
They know. All of them know. I need you to stay, Marcus and Douglas. I like you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Brian Courtney.
Brian Courtney, I'm going to move you to linebacker.
What?
He's a linebacker waiting to happen. Look at him. 6'3", 230, can move. He's a linebacker waiting to happen.
He's got really good hands to be a linebacker.
He's not big enough right now. He's not blocking anybody out there, Tom.
So then how's he going to tackle anybody?
No, he can easily tackle. He's not trying to move. You could be a 230-pound linebacker and come up and tackle all day long. You're just not blocking big-ass defensive ends or tackles. You're just not blocking them if you're a tight end.
Back.
Well,
he's on safeties and such.
It's a fun discussion. Jackson West, my man, never materialized into anything.
That was unfortunate.
That still pisses me off.
He was hurt all year.
Always. Steady.